We're catching up now with Charlie State from Nutrien Livestock in Mount Barker. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, Charlie. Good. The sun's come up this morning and I got out of bed this morning, and those are two things that, when they happen in unison, that's a good outcome usually. So how are things down there?
Probably pretty similar, actually. I reckon that probably summed it up well.
Well, that's all right then. But how was the cattle sale last week?
Look, another good sale. It's really going well. Look, numbers improved to 525, slightly up on the previous week. And interesting enough, we couldn't get trucks in Denmark, Alban, or Mount Barker due to wet weather. So a lot of cattle come from the eastern country. And the quality was very, very strong. Although there were very few trade steers on offer, and they sold in the range of 360 to 440, there's a very good selection of trade heifers, and they made from $3.60 to $4.40 again. But due to the weight on them and better finish, they sold better than the steers. Yearling steers and weaner steers, they're selling very similar, around at $4.50 to $5.20, although light weaner steers are selling under extreme competition up to 600 cents plus. And interesting enough, we've seen a lot of backgrounders coming into the market now, buying cattle to put on feed, say, in that December, January period. And they'll be cheap cattle by then, so pretty good move by the backgrounders. Yearling heifers probably sat around that 450 cents, and the weaner heifers sat around that 460 cent kilo average. Cows average around 313 cents a little bit. It appears to be back on the previous week, but it wasn't really. Probably very similar, just probably a little bit of weight. And young cattle drove it up also. Grazers went on the young cattle at 340 cents a kilo. This week, very few bulls were offered, only probably half a dozen. They sold around at 320 cents, and lightweights made 338 cents average, and that's brought about by really one pen of young bulls, and grazers chipped in and bought those. Also, Tom, this week, a farmer sent in half a dozen cows and calves into trade sale. Good Angus second calvers, or first calvers, beg your pardon, and they made $3,300. So another very good sale in Mount Barker, Tom.
Wow. Okay, now that's really good. Nice to see that some of those guys a bit further out east are able to capitalise on that. And it should be interesting for the sale this week. There'll probably be a few numbers up.
We forecast more rain. So,
oh.
Tom, look, the rest, I'll spit it out in a minute, of Western Australia, it's very wet, and it's just getting wetter down here all the time. So it's no complaints, but.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Well, look, thanks for the report here this morning, Charlie. You have a great week.
And you, Tom. Thank you very much. Bye.